go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The Kentucky Derby, $100 budget edition of the Notorious OTB on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Naira Bet. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and a $200 deposit bonus with promo code SGPN25. Just go to nairabets.com/SGPN25. Welcome, everybody, to the Notorious OTB, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And folks, as always,
it's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream.
We used to read Blood Horse Magazine. I got my Cuban links on.
Yes, Cuban B.
And I'm your host, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oak Lawn.
I'd rather be trapped than lazy. Don't care what they say, I'm gonna do what pays me.
It happens every year about this time. Weaklings act like they lost their mind. Alphas reclaim the neighborhood. Rob the sheep and all the wolves. Hey,
yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the show. Once again, it's a busy week, so we're going to waste absolutely no time. Ladies and gentlemen, Alderman Award 4 of the No Chalk Zone, the Michelangelo of the crying Michael Jordan, your favorite capper's favorite capper, Barry the Sniper Spears, joining me today. Barry, what is up, my brother?
What it do, big dog? I'm traptized. Just saying.
There you go. Yeah, so the name of that 607 album, by the way, is Traptized, where you can get the intro music. So definitely check that out. Listen, it's been a good week for us because with what we do with content and everything, it's been a busy week.
And what the fuck are you doing on TV anyhow? You know, I get calls from back home every fucking day. They think you went batshit.
Oh, man, that's great.
It's good to see you staying busy, my man. That's what I think, because I think you're one of the best out there, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I concur. I think you are the best. I don't concur.
No.
I mean, I do agree with you sometimes.
You're
the man. No. You the man. No. You the man.
That's because when we come together, we become handicapping's salt and pepper. If I can find my salt and pepper sound drop real quick. Oh, man. I might have just missed an opportunity. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, I just missed an opportunity.
Or Voltron, whatever, you know.
Or Voltron. Oh,
for the anime people.
Fair.
The Voltron.
I'm the leg. I'm like the left toe.
Ladies and gentlemen, salt and pepper.
it is.
There it is. All right. So what are Barry and I going to be talking about today? A nice card at Laurel Park. Are you kidding me? No, we're going to be talking Kentucky Derby Day. All the stakes races with a $100 budget. Those stakes races start race four, post time, 12:04 Eastern, 11:04 God's time, 9:04 specific time on the specific coast. Listen, it's like any of our other $100 budget shows. Any stakes race, any wager type, whatever makes that money. And also maybe a little bonus bet for the people there at the end. Maybe this is a $125.
Oh,
that's what we call that, a tease in the industry. Yeah. Yeah. It looks like I'm first off the bat here. So I'm going to go ahead and jump in. You know what? No, I'm not. I'm going to take a pause here. I'm going to chill my horses and say, Barry, what did you think of this card? What did you think? What do you think with the weather rolling through? Is there anything, you have any hot takes on how this track is going to be playing or things to be looking out for this Kentucky Derby Day card?
I think it's going to be fair. I know it's raining on Oaks Day, which isn't ideal, but it's supposed to clear up towards the end of Oaks Day and then be okay, like some rain overnight. But I think we'll be all right by the time all the good races happen. You know, there's so much time. It's like a 10-hour card. So I think everything will be fair, and hopefully everybody stays safe, and we win some money. That's really key.
That is the key. Also, key and clutch is me and my between the 11th and Kentucky Derby post time nap that I get in that.
Oh,
like,
it's phenomenal. That's like one of the best naps of the year.
And it, like, sometimes when I'm not winning and I've slept through it, and so I don't feel as bad about it. Speaking of sleeping through things, just kidding, because it's playoff time, the most exciting time of the year. That's right. Make sure to tune in all week to the NBA and Hockey Gambling Podcast for episodes to get you locked in for exciting playoff action. Plus, it's Derby Week on the Sports Gambling Podcast. Tune in as the guys get you ready for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. All right. So now I'm going to go ahead and tee off. And I'm going to do it right off the bat. Race four, 8 furlongs, $200,000. The Knicks go overnight stakes. There's a horse drawn into the rail here that I think just might be dominant over this field, and I'm going to opt to use the horse as a free square and a vertical wager and key it on top. It's the one, Strong Quality, at 4-1. I was a little bit shocked to see this horse at 4-1 on the morning line, honestly. I thought this was the speed of speed and Brisnet and, you know, Thoroughgraph speed figures back me up here. And I like this one to hit the rail on a track that should be drying out after the rain and fast as hell to start the day. I'm going to key in first and use the 7 Kapuna as a horse that can pick up pieces late underneath, along with a similar horse in the number 11, Oscar Eclipse. So I'm playing a $20 exacta, the 1 Strong Quality, over the 7 Kapuna and the 11 Oscar Eclipse. Did you have any take on this race, Barry?
Yeah, actually. I kind of like your second place horse there, the 11. Oscar Eclipse. I'm really fond of horses that run well first time off the bench, and then the second time there usually is, you know, a jump up in speed figures and you know, everything else. It's just, you know, first time it's like they stretch their legs even though they win right. Sometimes, and then they come back and they're usually better the second time out. So I like that one, but you know, you got the right idea with Strong Quality, though. That horse is ultra tough.
Ultra tough, ultra. He says. We're talking Voltrons, we're talking Ultras, we're talking all sorts of fun anime stuff from the past. All right, Barry, you kick it off in the very next race, and it's race five. It's a race that actually has a distinct place in the heart of the Notorious OTB.
He's 3 lengths behind this long shot, who's 38-1 and has got a 3-length lead coming down to the wire. Late move from Notorious is flying, coming to the finish, and it's a huge upset by Nobles over Notorious.
Yeah, that happened last year. If you ever think that I'm going to stop tooting my horn about Nobles, You are fucking mistaken, is the best way to put it, I think. I'm gonna be all about that. So yes, this race, the 5.5 furlong turf, Twin Spires turf sprint. Man, what was it? What are we dealing with? $600,000 here. You're a brave man because we don't know what the turf is gonna be like. It's a huge field. It's a tough field. I like that you're teeing off here because I think you're gonna find a price. And knowing Barry, he probably already found the price. Has been known the price for
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna throw one downfield, as they say. And every time I say that on the show, it is actually a good thing. I'm gonna take the 5 Mostache, who's 20-1 on the morning line. Probably won't get 20-1, but definitely going to be on the higher end of things in this race unless it just completely washes out and there's nobody left. But we're not going to think like that. Mostache, this race, you know, it's a 5.5 furlong race on the turf. However, there's very little speed in here, very little. And Mostache, who had been running longer last year, and he caught my eye early last season when he ran in the Columbia Stakes on the undercard of the Tampa Bay Derby. Ran really good that day behind a horse named Talk of the Nation, who got beat on Thurby. Yeah, Thurby. And just by a half a head or something like that yesterday. So now they cut this horse back to 5.5 furlongs. Came off the bench from a layoff since September 9th on April 5th to run at Keeneland in a 5.5 furlong race and just totally dominated. And I think this horse is better than that particular race and should get better in this race. And honestly, when you have horses that are kind of miler types that can or have the speed to go shorter, they're usually ultra tough when they go on to, you know, when they cut back in distance and get to the lead. And I think Mostache is, that's the goal here with Louis Saez, who does this sort of thing. He wants his horses forwardly placed. And I don't really see much behind him, and especially if he gets some semi-slow fractions, he's going to be tough to beat on the lead.
Speaking of tough to beat, you know what's tough to beat? Our deal with Naira Betts. That's right. Bet the run for roses with Naira Betts. Score big on the Kentucky Derby with a double dose of rewards. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and a $200 deposit bonus with promo code SGPN25. Join now to claim your $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus at NairaBetts.com/SGPN25. Need more? Bet Kentucky Oaks Day with a $30 bonus. Opt in and bet at least $150 each on Belmont at the Big A and Churchill Downs, and you get $30 win or lose. We're giving an extra $50 for Derby $150. Bet $250 each on Belmont at the Big A and Churchill Downs for a $50 bonus win or lose. Visit NairaBets.com to opt in. NairaBets has everything you need to bet the fastest 2 minutes in sports with confidence for expert picks, betting insights, promotions, and more. Visit NairaBets.com. That's NYRABets.com. And make sure to claim your $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus at NairaBets.com/SGPN25. And oh man, do I need a rehydration interlude, a break.
Come on. Go spread the word.
When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance. while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, Barry, you keep the party going, and this time you keep the party going. We're skipping all the way to race 9. There are a lot of tough races on this card is what I'm going to say. It's what you expect from a Kentucky Derby day, of there being just some mind fucks of horse races on this card. Do you agree? Did everything look just tough as hell? You're muted, brother.
Absolutely. Completely tough. Almost as tough as putting yourself off mute on the computer, but that's a whole nother story. But yeah, that's why the bet I came up with in this race is a little bit more spread-ish than I'm used to, because it's just so difficult. And we're going to race 9.
The American Turf Stakes, presented by Twin Spires, go figure. It's a grade 2, $600,000. And guess what, Barry? The American Turf Stakes turns out on the turf.
Huh.
Go figure.
Go figure. But yeah, I'm going to do a $5 daily double. Now, you know it's $5, so the horses that I'm using are going to be prices. So we're going to connect races 9 and 10. So in race 9, I'm going to start with the 3 Liganos, who ran a real bang-up race last time, kind of stepped up in form after returning to the turf. We're also going to go with number 8, Lord Bullington. Kind of the same deal, but should get better positioning than he had the last time. The 11, Cugino, who's been knocking on the door and had a little bit of bad luck. And we're also going to use the 14, Agate Road, who I always believed was a turf horse. They put him back on the dirt to try to get on the Derby trail. Didn't work out. He's back on the turf. I like him in this spot. So we're going to use the 3, 8, 11, and 14 in race 9.
I'll tell you what. I'm really relieved to hear you say this, because if you remember Dan Torgman on yesterday, we did the late pick 4. It started this race. He had 7 horses. I had 4. We only had 1 in common.
Hmm.
And it was Agate Road.
Oh, okay.
He saw the pace as completely different from the way that I think that we're seeing it, because that you and I are all going at off pace horses here, because you pretty much called out every single horse that I had on my pick 4 ticket.
That's what's up. See, great minds.
Great minds.
See, great. Mr. Met can't do it. Dan Torgman is Mr. Met in my eyes.
Now I'm never going to see anything but like the Mr. Met head whenever he calls me. So I think what I'm, the word that I'm trying to find, or thank you for that.
That's You're welcome. You should change his name, you know, his picture in your phone when he calls you.
Big ass puffy gloves. Just for the people at home, I'm doing jazz hands right now. You miss out with the audio version only. The video version of this is, of course, available on OnlyFans. Let's round out your daily double, because I've got a play here as well. Coming to race 10 here, 7 furlongs, $1 million Churchill Downs Sprint Stakes. This is where our paths park. We're on different horses. So let's hear what you think of how you're rounding out your double.
Yeah, this is a really, really interesting and tough race. I mean, all of these horses really have a shot. I really couldn't say I could just throw all of them, you know, one of them out. I really couldn't. I can see any of them winning. Literally any of these horses can win. But I went to a couple of longer priced horses. The 5, Hear Me Song. I like this horse in another race that he actually was scratched out of, and ends up in this spot, which is probably a better thing, because that to me screams a lot of confidence that they want to win this race on Derby Day. It's kind of a versatile sort, can stalk or be a little bit farther off the pace if need be. But I think this pace in this race is going to be really kind of quick, because Zozos, Bo Cruz, a couple others on the outside, Hoist the Gold and possibly Gun Pilot could be scrambling for the lead, and that opens it up for a couple closers. So I'm going to use the 5 Hear Me Song, and then the 8 Minnesota Ready is the other horse I'm going to use, who, you know, he's another one that's had some tough luck. They went to the turf with him, brought him back on the dirt. He's a much better dirt horse in my opinion, and I think they got him in the right spot here.
So I went a different direction here. I'm sold on Hoist the Gold here going on the cutback from Dubai. And I think this horse never should have been stretched out and should have stuck to what this horse does best. And that's, I think, is obviously a one-turn mile. I'm going to do what I did in the last race. And I'm going to use Hoist the Gold as a free square in first. And I'm going to try to find value with who I stick underneath. And the horses that I'm using are going to be the number 4, Mr. Wireless, is from, you know, an off the pace type horse that really popped on Thoroughgraph figures. And love that they kept Raylo on for the mount there. Then I'm keeping my eyes on another Thoroughgraph freak to come in underneath. And you mentioned the name too. It's a horse that Dan Torgeman mentioned yesterday that he's high on as well. And it's the 10 Gun Pilot. I think that's a great horse to use underneath. And I don't think that horse is nearly really out of the picture when it comes to a win bet as well.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, there's really not many things you can go wrong with in this race. If you have an opinion, you should press it, because you're probably going to get your price. I mean, I would expect a lot of these horses be kind of in the same kind of odds range. I wouldn't think that a horse in this race would be lower than maybe 5-2.
I would agree. It might end up being Hoist the Gold, which I know breaks the heart of the alderman of Ward 4 of the No Chalk Zone, but it happened to me too with Overcharge today. That horse was 4-1, and I got it at 3-5 when it went off.
Yeah, that was
yikes.
Rough.
Yikes. But I'm a $10 win on the 11 Hoist the Gold. And then I'm a $10 exacta 11 with 410. I didn't mention my exacta play using Strong Quality in the Go Knicks. That was a $20 exacta. So I am in for $70 now.
Yep. And I'm in for $60. And I got one more.
There we go. Let's you teased it for the people. Let's give it to them. It's 9 furlongs, race 11, 9 furlongs, the Old Forester Bourbon Turf Classic Stakes, grade 1, $1 million. And also, go figure, this one, the Turf Classic, is on the turf. Barry, take it away, brother.
You know, whenever I hear Old Forester, for some reason, I think of Trading Places and those two guys, Mortimer. Hey, I don't know why that always, that's the first image that pops in my head when I hear that name. But anyway, yeah, we're going with a $40 win bet here on number 4, Farbridge. It's really solid last year. Had some bad luck, tough trips, kind of wide a couple of times. He did win grade 1 in the Belmont Derby. Has 2 nice maintenance works for this, and should get a nice ground saving trip behind the speeds. And I think at 8-1, it's go time. This is the one. This is going to save our day if we're having a bad day. That's an if.
It's got a dirty little pig boy angle going for it.
Little pig boy.
Can I get the definition?
Little pig boy. He's that pathetic, dirty bitch baby mistress gets to stand on.
Ran well at Kentucky Downs. Always love horses that ran well at Kentucky Downs at any point in their career. It's just they're in the fam for me. If you ran really, if you just ran at Kentucky Downs, I always look highly upon you. So I like it. It's a horse that I was considering I also spread in this race when I did it horizontally. I was talking about using like integration, using Cellist, using program trading, using I'm Very Busy, Web Slinger, Not Without a Chance, Naval Power. We haven't even mentioned Naval Power for Charles Appleby. So I think you get your price most definitely because you got what you appear, you know, you kind of think of as a takeout reducer, honestly, if I'm going to use specific, you know,
terminology,
mean terms that my friends use,
mean tweets,
mean language. You think Naval Power takes the money and then you benefit from that price float?
Absolutely. That's the plan. We're going against the favorite. No chalk zone.
No chalk zone. That's why he's the goddamn alderman. All right. Speaking of aldermans, I don't know. I don't know anymore, guys, with these transitions. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pickup game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. Don't forget, Underdog will also be running a ton of different promos, bonus cash, airdrop specials, and giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter and keep an eye out. Just remember, Underdog is available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and Canada. They also just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. Make sure that you sign up with our code SGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code SGPN. If you excuse me, I need to get a little rehydration break in.
I got ice all over my body looking like a snowman. Big rocks in the grill dancing like a slow jam. My chain's so heavy, I'm walking like an old man. Try me, you.
All right.
Is your chain so heavy you're walking like an old man?
Is that... I didn't need the chain for that, but I will gladly blame it on the chain.
I would too.
Like, oh, sorry, chains, you know. Get me my cane. Get Papa his cane. All right, we're on to the big race. The Kentucky Derby.
Derbs.
Race 12, 10 furlongs, $5 million. All right. So here's my take on the two favorites. I gave it yesterday. I'm going to stick with what I said. These are, you know, they're the two best horses in the race with Forever Young and Sierra Leone. But they both have their peccadilloes, and I think that makes them unattractive betting options. They're extremely unattractive better options. Let me explain. Let me delve in here. Forever Young, I think, needs an optimal trip. And I'm not willing to touch 5-2 or shorter and gamble that this horse gets a perfect trip in a 20-horse race. Now, the risk is if this horse does get a perfect trip, then we might see something really special here. I think there's no two ways about it. It's either this horse is gone or this horse is still running come Sunday. You know, I don't know what to think of Fierceness, and I'm not about to gamble at a short price on a horse that I feel like I've got a lot of question marks on. Sierra Leone. Absolute freak. Absolute freak. But I'm going to have to count on a horse to pick up the pieces and ultimately get a perfect trip as well to be able to close into the pace into a race with 19 other tired horses staggering, drifting from path to path, just trying to get to the wire. So I'm doing it again, Barry. I'm doing it again, Barry. I'm taking one of the Japanese horses.
As you should. And as you know, honestly, I think that horse is probably the odds are going to go up on that horse. To be honest,
I would agree.
I mean, at least yesterday, I think the horse was 7-1 or 8-1.
Yeah.
And there's already $1 million in the pool, probably more now, but I think that holds steady.
So I like that horse. I also like another horse, but I'm going to save it for a little bit. And this is what my argument for Fierceness is if you believe in Thoroughgraphs, or sorry, not for Fierceness, for Forever Young. If you believe in Thoroughgraphs, Then outside of Fierceness, Forever Young is one of the two horses with the strongest chance to unseat horses like Fierceness and Sierra Leone.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's funny. This race is can be deceiving. And the more time you look at it, it's almost like the Super Bowl, where it's like all this hype and all this other stuff. But when you really look at the bare bones of this race, there's only five horses that can probably win.
Right. But you're not shocked if anybody wins, though.
Any of those five, right. If any of those five win, it could be any of them. And obviously, Sierra Leone is one of them. I think Just a Touch is another. Catching Freedom is another. Forever Young is another. And lastly, Fierceness. I mean, I really don't think you can get around Fierceness here. And this is coming from the Chalk Zone guy.
Right.
No Chalk Zone guy.
I had a feeling when you left it off of your card for the $100 budget that you had, it was either going to be Fierceness or Sierra Leone for you, because it's just, I'm with you. Like, I don't have any interest. If I thought those horses are definitely winning, I don't have any interest in betting those horses at those shorter prices.
Right. Exactly. So I'm going to put, you know, basically my strategy for the race is to put Fierceness on top and throw all kinds of bombs underneath, because I think it's going to get wacky and, you know, the super's going to pay huge. The win ticket probably won't, but everything else might be decent. And the funny thing is about Fierceness is I really looked at his five races, and the only one that's sort of inexplicable is the Champagne. And even that one, he really like jumped at the start and just kind of lunged, and it was just, he just wasn't ready. And just kind of packed it in. That's the only one that you can really like, I don't know what happened that day.
Right.
Obviously,
right.
The Juvenile, he ran away. In the Holy Bull, I firmly believe that he was short, that he was tired. Right. I watched the drone shot of that race.
Yeah.
And Johnny V was leaning in. The horse actually fought really, really hard. Got to the lead between calls. You don't see it in any of the forms, but this horse was on the lead at the top of the stretch and just got tired and passed by a couple of horses. And then you saw what he did in the Florida Derby, which is more true representation, I think, of what he can do. His only thing is, you know, he's got to be clear. If he doesn't get clear, he might get shuffled back and pack it in like he did in the Champagne. But barring that, he seems to be the fastest horse on paper, and I just got to go with that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm trying to get cute. I'm trying to be the wise guy here, and I'm going with a $30 win on Forever Young. Like I said, third year in a row where I'm just like, it's the Japanese horse. And it hasn't gone well for me yet. And I expect a 5-1 payout if the other Japanese horse somehow wins. Like, I want a consolation payout if I nail the nationality of the horse.
You should, actually, because that horse looks impossible.
That horse does
two starts, and I guess he's kind of a runoff, but we'll see. If he gets to the lead, that'd be excellent, to be honest.
But listen, I'm in for my $100. That's not where the fun stops, though, Barry.
Uh-oh.
Because as
it stops for me, it stops for me, because that 25, that Naira Betts 25, is going right on Fierceness's nose.
There we go. That's right. It's actually, boom, $125 budget, because we're going to tell you, if you sign up for Naira Betts using that SGPN25 code, you get a $25 free bet on the Derby. How are we going to spend it? Well, he's going with Fierceness. There are two strategies here. You can take, basically, this is free money with the $25 shot and play a horse that you're confident is going to win. Or you can do like I'm going to do and swing for the fences. Throw one downfield. Set off bombs. I'm going to go with a $25 win bet with my bonus bet here with the 6 Just Steal at 20-1. I've been leaning into a lot of the Thoroughgraphs lately, and I'll tell you what, if I'm going to pick any other horse outside of Forever Young to upset the apple cart and beat Fierceness or Sierra Leone, it's going to be Just Steal. According to Thoroughgraphs, this horse is as fast as Forever Young. They're both paired up, a pair of ones, as opposed to, you know, Fierceness, who's put up a negative three and then like after like a 14, you know. So I like Just Steel. I think if Just Steel could take a step forward after hitting two tops or even just pairing that top, it puts this horse where I think that it could be a sneaky pick to get it done, especially, you know, if the pace gets super hot.
It's really funny because the coach is definitely hard to catch because he runs his horses quite a bit. And that in this situation ends up being a really good thing because this horse has, I think, the most starts of anybody. Oh, and
yeah. He's lightly raced by coach standards too.
I know. And that actually isn't a detriment to the horse. And I've hit some horses like this with the coach, namely Take Charge Brandy, who scored in the Breeders' Cup at 60-1. Boom. The horse kind of reversed form after showing speed, a lot of speed, and kind of tailed off, and then the horse came back, and it kind of has that feel with Just Steel. You know, he ran that clunker in the Rebel, then bounced back, and this is probably, you know, he's probably going to run very, very well if he doesn't win.
Yeah.
And at a big price. So he's definitely going to be on my underneath tickets for sure.
I agree. Well, hopefully he gets the job all the way done with the 20. You just found $25 free in the street. You put it on a 20-1. Somehow it wins. Look at that. Next thing you know, you're buying a Miata in fair condition, wearing all denim, just looking sharp, looking like.
No, you know what you should do is do the Trans Am with the eagle on the front.
Oh, sick.
Blast some Billy Squire.
Stroke. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're, another we're, Billy Madison reference. Come on. We had one say, the other show.
What a wear a REO Speedwagon t-shirt.
Yeah. See? You got it.
I knew where you were going. Don't you worry. We're Salt and Pepper, remember? Yeah. And now I pass the
Not
mic
the Blues
to
Clues kind. Not the Blues Clues kind.
All right, that's it.
They're married, aren't they? They're married. We can't do that. No.
Well, I mean.
Well, we can, but.
Never say never.
Later on in life, you never know.
You never know how you feel. Barry, that's fortunately going to do it for us here at the Notorious OTB. Brought to
yeah,
you
I think it's time.
I think we spent too much time together this week. Yeah, check out more Notorious OTV next week. Brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Folks, enjoy your Derby weekend. We are out.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.